On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
One last knee by Bridgewater, and they celebrate Drew Brees here at the Superdome in New Orleans. Redskins fall to the Saints.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are brought to you, as always, by Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Y'all should ride with them, too. I'm working on barely any sleep, frankly. We worked all damn night in New Orleans and then had to fly back very early for a meeting and photo shoot at the office in Bethesda. This is a very good day to follow at Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram because we tried to get some behind the scenes pictures of our photo shoot, which was just ridiculous. Putting me, Mitch, Pete, and Tandler in a photo shoot situation was just asking for hijinks, and hijinks sure enough showed up. All right, I'm cutting to the chase because I need to sleep. Today, it's the day after pod, so you're going to get my one-on-one with Gruden. I asked him what I think needed to be asked, including about if they thought about going to Colt at any point, just how bad everything was, how can they get better. I think Gruden was pretty honest. As of this recording, there are no injury updates. If something major happens, I'll wake Tandler up and we'll do a damn emergency pod. I'm not expecting that based on all the conversations I've had. But we are still waiting on a pretty significant amount of injury updates. Chris Thompson, Adrian Peterson, Paul Richardson among them. Doxon, we kind of already know his deal. Doxon, I think, will be back for the Panthers game, but I don't know that that's a lock. All right, after Gruden, we're going to do Ryan Kerrigan. I talked with him yesterday on our postgame show. He had some good insight, particularly on the Monte Nicholson penalty. In no way am I trying to pin the whole loss on Monte Nicholson. That'd be absurd. But that was a big play at a time when the game was still competitive. Later in the game, that thing never got competitive. You guys know that already. I hope you enjoyed our ranting from New Orleans. We're all back in the DMV, and we'll all be back. Oh, man, it's a short week. I didn't even think about that. We'll all be back at Redskins Park tomorrow. We'll have injury information. We'll also, Alex Smith will be at the podium. So there'll be plenty to discuss tomorrow. I think the whole gang will be out here. It's a Wednesday. Those are usually our big days. So, all right, before we go to Gruden, I want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Make sure if you're looking for a new Toyota, you go to Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. But also, if you're just looking for a new car, they got great deals on all sorts of stuff. New cars, used cars, they sell it all, man. So go check them out. They'll take good care of you. They got the Oarsman Lifetime Edge. All right, here comes Gruden, then Kerrigan on the back. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned. Jay Gruden, thank you for taking the time to talk with us after what was a very, very tough loss. I imagine you've watched the film, probably haven't slept much. What do you take away from last night's loss?
Well, there's a lot of to take away from it. You know, it depends on how you want to look at it. And obviously, the main things that come out is defensively, we gave up too many easy plays. Against a team like Drew Brees, led by Drew Brees and Sean Payton, you can't blow coverage, and we blew three. That cost us about 160 yards. Offensively, we didn't make the plays that were there for the making. And as simple as that. We had some simple concepts, guys open, and we just didn't hit them or couldn't protect for whatever reason. And it was just a poor performance all the way around.
To unpack that a little bit, How do you prevent blown coverages? What's going on in that secondary?
We have to all take accountability, coaches, players, and make sure we communicate better. Communicate the defense, what we're playing versus these certain formations and all that, or stay more basic. But we have to challenge our guys in the meantime, and it's up to them to take the responsibility and know where they're supposed to be. And coaches to make sure that these guys have handled it in practice throughout the week and make sure they can handle all the different looks they might see on game day.
Is part of that why Josh Norman ended up on the bench for a few series in the second half?
You know, no, it wasn't all Josh. You know, we had blown covers all across the land. You know, it was just something between Josh and I at halftime that I needed to cool him down a little bit. So I did for a series.
And have you guys talked now?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Josh is one of our best players on this football team. And we need more from Josh. We need more from DJ. We need more from Monte. We need more from Alex. We need more from myself. We need more from everybody. And I think we'll get it.
Let's talk about Alex then. He doesn't have a long resume here in Washington, but that was by far his worst game yet. Mm-hmm. What went wrong with him? He seemed really uncomfortable in the pocket.
He did, and you know, that's partly my fault. I got to get him more comfortable, change the launch point a little bit. I think when you get down like that, it becomes more of a straight drop back type game, and we didn't handle it very good, both in the protection routes and then throwing. When he did have time, he was a little bit skittish. When we didn't have time, we had guys open, and it's like, dang it. But still, I think you know, we all have to take responsibility for that. Alex didn't play his best game. I for sure didn't call my best game, and offensive line didn't block their best game. So it's an entire offensive group effort when something happens like that.
One play call that did work, the fourth down in the second half, Alex had Mo Harris wide open for what looked like a pretty easy touchdown. How frustrating is that for you when you see a play develop just how you want it to, and then it ends up in an interception?
Yeah, that could have cut it to two scores right there. We had a chance to get back in the game and get a little bit of momentum back on our side and try to make a run at him. Unfortunately, it went the other way. And you know, I think he came out and looked for Adrian. Adrian was the first read, and he's supposed to go to Mo number two, and he was right there. And for whatever reason, he went off of it and got spooked a little bit by the defensive end and then stumbled and threw a bad ball. So that gets frustrating at times, but, you know, it happens.
I know there's no injury updates yet. You're waiting to get results on Thompson, Peterson, Richardson, all these guys. One question I had, though, late in that game, when the result was pretty much decided, you're down significantly, was there ever any thought to get Alex out just to make sure there's no injuries, get Colt some reps, any of that?
If we would have got the ball back, that could have been a possibility. They got the ball with 6 minutes to go in the fourth.
Yep.
Had we got the ball back with 4 minutes, I might have put Colt in there. There was consideration.
Okay, gotcha. After the game, it was pretty interesting in that locker room. Two guys particularly, DJ Swearinger and Jonathan Allen, spoke up about this team needing to take things more seriously during the week and to show up ready to play, no matter when the game is, if it's Monday night, if it's Sunday afternoon, any time in between. Do you like hearing your players speak up like that?
Yeah, I think everybody has to. I mean, it's pro football. You play Sunday or Monday. It doesn't matter when you play. And when you do play in pro football, you got to show up ready to play. Every team in a National Football League is good. They have good players. They have good coaches. If you don't show up on a given Sunday or Monday or Saturday, whenever you play, you're going to get your teeth knocked in like we did Monday night.
How can you prevent that then Sunday with the Panthers coming to town?
Well, you know, I think we try to do the best we can in the offseason and draft players that are going to show up on game day, and I think we've done that. And I don't think that I don't think that's an issue, really. I think they did show up ready to play. We had some busts mentally, which shouldn't happen. We missed some plays physically that we normally make that should happen. And then we got down, and we weren't able to dig ourselves out of the hole, so it looked a lot worse. But I think guys were playing hard. We just weren't playing very smart.
The game seemed to swing, for me watching, on the Monte Nicholson personal foul. Do you reach out and talk to him after a play like that? Is that something you do later in the week?
Yeah, we will talk for sure, and it's something, and it's a good learning tool for everybody. And you see it across the league. Sometimes people lose their cool in the heat of a battle, and that's what you can't do. You can't give Drew Brees extra opportunities. We had a couple holding calls on defense, which were questionable, so to speak. But that personal foul is one that sticks out to something that absolutely can never happen in pro football.
Jay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
You get that from Ryan Kerrigan when it comes to the quarterback pressure. They do bring it. He's got the man, and they get to him. And guess who it is? Ryan Kerrigan with his first sack as a flag comes in late.
Ryan, you are a class guy for coming on after a loss like that. I know you probably don't want to talk to me, but I got to know, what did Coach say to you guys when you got off the field at the end of that game?
Obviously disappointed, embarrassed. I mean, to come on Monday Night Football, whole world watching, coming off a bye week, and to give up 43 points as a defense, that's just that's bad football. That's not going to get it done. I mean, hell, I didn't even know what their punter looked like until the freaking third quarter. So it was just not a good day for us.
On a personal level, you were able to get your first sack of the year, but then almost immediately it was wiped out by a Monte Nicholson personal foul call, like, almost on top of you. How frustrated were you in that moment?
Pretty frustrated, obviously. I mean, it's hard enough to win in this league when you do things the right way and you don't make mistakes. But when you beat yourself with penalties like that, you don't give yourself a chance. I mean, we can't do that in those types of situations. We got them off the field. We gotta, you know, give our offense a good field position, and just can't do that.
And what was going on in the secondary? It seemed like a number of plays really broke down and guys were running. I mean, on the record-breaking throw from Drew Brees, Tre'Quan Smith was wide open.
And I don't know. I just think it was just bad defensive effort in general. I mean, we didn't get to Brees enough. We didn't stop the run well enough. And it was just not a good day for us.
How does that happen coming off a bye week where you have extra time to prepare and focus on the opponent?
You know, I don't know. That's kind of the mystery with this. That's what makes it even more frustrating, because we did have extra time. We had more days to prepare. And it's Monday Night Football. I mean, there's got to be some childlike, you know, thing in you that gets excited to play on this. And I don't think it was an issue of being excited or not, but we just didn't execute well. We got to do better as players.
Brian Mitchell has a question for you in the studio.
Ryan, consistency is what makes a team very good in this league and gets you to be where you want to be. How is it that what you all need to do to make sure you stay consistent? We see up and down a little bit too much.
Yeah, that's been the problem. I mean, you know, week one, we come out looking great, like world champs. Second week, we look terrible. Third week, we look pretty good against Green Bay. And then this week, obviously, was just a disaster. So, yeah, that's the name of the game, is consistency. And the first quarter of the season's done. Now we're 500. We're not where we'd like to be. We feel like we, you know, could have been obviously 3-1, and but you know, didn't play well enough to make that happen, obviously, tonight.
Hey, Ryan, it's D Hall here.
What's up, D?
Hey, did the Saints do anything that you guys thought was a little bit different than you expected? Because I, you know, when I watched this team on film, they looked totally different than they looked last year when we went into that place. So how different of a offense did the Saints show you guys kind of leading up into this game? And then what did you see in the game?
I mean, from my standpoint, it seemed, you know, pretty much on par with what we'd been preparing for and what we'd been studying for. And I mean, we're going to be a heavy dose of Ingram and Kamara, and then, you know, Brees obviously, you know, throwing the ball down the field, and that's what we got. We didn't execute well enough to stop them, and that's disappointing. And as players,
two things real quick just to clean up. We see the big wrap on your elbow, bursa sack. You're going to be okay?
Oh yeah, it's fine. It's just, you know, a little burst of sag, irritated. It's fine though.
All right, and then last thing, can you tell the viewers at home that we are on a decline and I'm not this much shorter than you? I'm actually standing below you.
It is a legit decline. He's in fact not lying about,
like,
that.
I normally am like here.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.